Now, I promised you guys last week that I would tell you about our amazing vacation that we had. And turns out that there's so many things to tell that I'm going to have to do it in two Sundays. So, today, we just got to talk about getting down to the boat. And then next Sunday, we'll talk about all the things that happened while we were on the boat. So, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to carry these around because so many things happened. I need to keep track somehow. On May 2nd, my wife and I left for Ohio. And it was about a 13-hour trip to get out there. That's where the grandparents are, and that's where we were going to drop our kids because we decided it was time to go on vacation. It's been about 6 years since we've been on vacation. We thought, well, we'll go on a cruise because everything's included, and we can get away from everybody. And so we made arrangements to fly down to Miami to go on this cruise. And so the first part of the journey was to head out after church, after a monthly meeting, and we went down to Ohio. It's about a 13-hour trip, like I said, and we dropped our boys off at her parents' house. Not the best start to a vacation, right? 13 hours in a car with two little boys who don't want to be in a car for 13 hours. So we get to her parents' house, and we sleep for about 2.5 hours. I'm on the couch. I'm knocked out because our flight is one of the first flights that goes out this next morning. And so we get up after about 2.5 hours. I don't remember what time it is, but it's dark, and it's too early to be getting up, and especially when you've only slept for 2.5 hours. And we get into the car. Not only that, but Ohio's weather is just awful, and it's raining. So we get up in the rain. We go out to our car, and we head to Akron Canton Airport, which is about 20 minutes away. And we timed it so we get there about an hour ahead of time, which is what they said to do when we booked our whole deal. They said, well, it's a smaller airport. You only need an hour ahead of time to get there. We'll check you in. It's no big deal. So we get there, and as soon as we walk in the door, so, you know, we're running through the rain. I'm holding a suitcase above my head because I don't have an umbrella, and they're not going to let us take my umbrella on the plane anyway, because it's long and pointy, and we get in there, and we're walking past this line. I'm like, what is that line for? I've never seen a line this big in this airport before. Well, that was the security line, to go through security. This was the line before you even get to the little turnstiles that make you go like this, and so we go over to where the Delta gate is, and we check in, and we're standing in line. There's only a couple of people ahead of us, and I notice there's this little sign, a little flyer that they put up on the thing. It says, your flight has been overbooked. Sorry for any inconveniences. Oh, okay, well, that's no problem for us because we booked our tickets months ago. We know we're not on standby. And so we get up there, we hand them our baggage and everything and check in our luggage, get our boarding pass, and we go stand in this nice long security line. Apparently, Monday morning is when all business flights go out, so there were more people there. I don't know. They really should have told us to be there 2 hours ahead of time because we were really pushing it for time. And you guys know that you gotta, if you're going on a cruise, you have to be at the dock before the boat leaves because the boat's not going to wait for you. And so we had to be down in Miami at 1 o'clock so that we could get on the boat before they closed the doors at 2:30. Okay? So we're a little stressed out about this whole situation. It's not just a leisurely, well, we get there when we get there. No, you get there or you don't get there. And so we check in, and we're waiting through the security line. We're thinking, okay, when we get up there, we'll probably be up at the gate. It's not a big airport at all. Probably a half hour before the plane leaves, they'll be boarding. We'll be there perfect. No big deal. We've got a lot of hope here that we're not going to be in trouble because we're only here when they told us to be here. And so we wait through the security line. We get up there, and we hand her our boarding passes, and the security guard looks at us. And you can tell she's been up for a little bit, and she's a little bit annoyed. What are you handing me your luggage receipt for? Oh, this is our luggage receipt. Well, let me grab what else they gave us. No, that's our claim tag. Well, what happened was they didn't give us our boarding passes. They didn't check us in. They checked our luggage in and gave us this nice luggage receipt that was about this big, and it looked like everybody else's tickets, but in little tiny print it said luggage receipt instead of boarding pass. And we don't fly a whole lot, so we didn't notice it before we waited through this ridiculous long line. And so I said, well, what do we do? Well, you got to go back to your gate. And so we were like, excuse me, we got to go back to our gate. We're stupid, excuse me. And we hightail it. You know, you're bumping people out of the way because you're going against the flow here. And it's an airport, and most of the time people in airports aren't very happy anyway. And so we hightail it back to the gate. And say, there's like one person in front of us. We get up there and say, hey, we checked in and you didn't give us a boarding pass. We didn't. No apologies or anything. Well, who checked you in? I don't know. And so they ring it up. Yep, your luggage was checked in 45 minutes ago. And who did it? Jill. Jill did it. Oh, we're going to have a talk with Jill. No apologies to us or anything, but we got Jill's name in our mind. So when that when that survey of how was your flight with Delta comes out, we're going to say, well, Jill didn't do us any favors. So we get up there, she's like, no apologies, gives us our tickets, says, well, your plane is leaving, you need to run. So what we do is we go back and we bypass this whole security line. Like, we can't wait in line for another half hour because our plane is leaving right now. And so, excuse me, about the same people that we bumped out of the way in the first place. excuse me, get back to the security guard. You remember us, we were just here, we're going through this line. She's like, yes, I remember you. I say, okay, you got your things. And we go through the security line, take off the belt, the watch, the shoes, the phone, the glasses, everything. Go through the check thing, and we don't even bother putting your clothes back on. You got to get up to the gate right now. So I'm running with my shoes, one shoe on, one shoe off. My belt's just kind of hanging. And we get up to the gate, and there's a long line of people standing there. And I'm thinking, okay, they haven't boarded the flight yet. We're here 15 minutes early. And we're standing waiting around, and I finally go up and ask the guy what's going on at the desk, and I hand him my seat, our tickets, and he says, well, that plane is already, you missed that flight. We're going to have to reroute you. I'm like, missed that flight? It's not supposed to leave for another 15 minutes. Nope, you missed that flight. We're going to have to reroute you. I told him, we got to be down in Miami at 1 o'clock. I'm sorry, we can't make that happen. And I'm not going to deal with you right now because I'm dealing with another crisis. Go sit over there. So my wife and I, we head over this way, and we sit down. Now, this isn't a real big airport, and what happens is, in Atlanta, where our connecting flight is supposed to be, there's huge storms, and so all the flights have been delayed. So we find out that our flight that we were supposed to be on has actually been delayed. So we're sitting down over here, and I'm freaking out. Now, Chandra, at this point, he's like, Nathan, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I happen to look down at our ticket, and it says seat request. I'm like, what does that mean? I didn't know they put seat request on the tickets. I thought that, you know, hey, I want to be on the plane. We ordered our tickets, you know, this many months ago. We should have a ticket that says seat request. Sean was like, well, it's probably nothing. And you know me, I'm like, I don't think it's nothing. So we're sitting down, and I was like, okay, I need to pray about this. I need to ask the Holy Spirit to come, and so I did, and I just felt this calm come over me, like, this is good, because if I start yelling in an airport, I'm probably going to get arrested. And so the line goes down, and I said, okay, I can probably go back and talk to this guy now. Sean had asked me, he's like, why don't you go take care of this, see what's going on. I'm a little nervous, because I'm a little upset. And so I walk back over to a guy who's obviously stressed out, because flights have been delayed, and there's a lot of people wanting to get someplace, and he's not real happy about me. So I come up to him, I said, here's my thing. We heard the announcement that they deboarded the plane, so hey, our plane's deboarded. All right, we didn't miss our flight. Hand him the seat request, and it's like, well, that's good you were delayed. And he says, well, you don't have a seat on this flight. We bumped your seats because you checked in late. You checked in 15 minutes ago, and you were supposed to check in an hour ago. Ooh. Let me get warmed up for this. Now, this is the point where I got a little upset. And you know what a peacock does when they want to seem bigger than they are? They start fluffing stuff out. Well, I got my arms going. And I said, whoa, 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 hold on, buddy. And I'm trying not to yell because I really don't want security to get involved. I said, no, no, no. We checked in an hour ago. We were down there, and they gave us our boarding pass, and so it's not our fault. It's your company's fault. They gave us our boarding passes. We waited through this whole security line, and we get there, and they say, these aren't your boarding passes. So we had to go back. So it wasn't our fault, buddy. It was your fault that we didn't get checked in. And I'm trying to look a lot bigger and meaner than I really am. I mean business. Oh, well, looks like we do have two seats available for you, sir. So I puffed it out a little bit and handed in my seat request, and he handed me my tickets, and I strutted back over to my lady peacock wife, and I said, look here, honey, I got it taken care of. And I don't know how it all looked from where she was standing, because all she sees is... And so we're sitting down there like, okay, good. So our flight's been delayed an hour because of storms in Atlanta. Not a big deal, because we had like a 2.5-hour layover in Atlanta, so we're still going to get to Miami at 1 o'clock. No big deal. And so the flight boards, and we get out of there, I think it's 7 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. Let me see if I missed anything here. Yeah, that plane's gone. I got that. So we get on the plane, and we get down to Atlanta. We get off. I don't know if you've ever flown to Atlanta, but Akron, Canton, obviously, they're a small airport, so they only have small planes come in there. And so we had to walk across the tarmac in the rain, because obviously, I mean, there's some really big thunderstorms. We get in Atlanta airport, and the place is just chaos, because everybody's flights are backed up. And we look on our ticket for where our gate is. Okay, this says one thing, but we better check. And we look up on the TV screens, and our flight's not up there. So I go up to the gate, and I say, hey, flight blah, 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 1727 is flying out of where? And she says, gate C something. So I'm like, okay, the C concourse, that's not a big deal. And so you go underground, and you travel this whole way. And Chandra, of course, wanted to walk because she was, you know, we didn't take the tram, which was like, I was pretty excited about because it stops and then it goes. And I was like, well, that would be really fun. She's like, nope, let's walk on the moving sidewalks. We need some exercise. We've been traveling for a while now. And so we walk down the concourse scene. We're waiting at our gate and we're waiting and everybody's frustrated. And I look up and it says our flight's been delayed an hour and 20 minutes. Okay. So far, we've been delayed 2 hours and 20 minutes in our quest to get to Miami by 1 o'clock. Now the plane is supposed to arrive in Miami at 2:30. That's the last boarding call for the boat is 2:30. Now, we're doing our best to get there, but a little hope was lost when we saw that flight had been delayed again. So Chandra's freaking out a little bit more than I am. I'm good. Holy Spirit's working, moving right here. Now, my wife, being the prepared person she is, printed off every piece of paper that they told her she wouldn't need. And so we pulled up all this information, and we called. Of course, we got the insurance, because you need to do that. And we called the insurance number, and she's like, well, you're delayed 2 hours and 20 minutes. Our policy is if your flight was delayed 3 hours, we would fly you to Grand Turk, and then you would meet the boat, and that would be on us. But it looks like you're going to miss the boat, and because your planes aren't delayed 3 hours, you're going to have to pay for that yourself. So a little more hope was lost. Chandra was freaking out a little bit more. What's the point of having insurance? I didn't see this anywhere in the fine print. Boy, they have got something coming if they think we're going to pay to fly out there. Our vacation is ruined. Now, mind you, we've been married for 6 years, and we've been on two vacations. The first one was our honeymoon, and it didn't go so well. And the second one isn't starting out that great. And so we're waiting, and we go to the first gate, and we're waiting there, and I'm like, you know, I better check and make sure this is still the right gate. Nope, it's the wrong gate. She tells us the next gate. So we go to gate number two, and we're waiting around. Lo and behold, there's some other people there, and I eavesdrop a little bit, and I hear them talking. They're trying to get down to a cruise, too, and I ask them, what cruise are you trying to get to? And they said, well, it's this one. I'm like, well, that's the one we're going to. Is this the right gate? Well, that's what they said. So we're standing around waiting, and I decide it's time to start rallying some troops because they're not going to hold. They're not going to hold the boat for one or two people, but hey, we get like 50 people trying to get down this cruise. They might hold the boat. And so we start talking to people. Hey, are you going down to this cruise? You need to call this number, and you need to tell them that our flights have been delayed, and they're going to have to hold the boat because we got a lot of people here. So we got pretty busy at that point in our trip because, hey, we had a delay, so we had an extra hour and 20 minutes to kill. Well, we're getting up, time for our flight to leave, and we're asking around, and somebody finally asked the person at the counter, is this the gate for such and such? Oh, no, this isn't the gate for your flight. You need to go all the way down there to gate C3. Oh, so you got a group of 20 people who are not really happy heading down there. And so we go down to this gate, and we finally get to the right gate, and we're standing around, and hey, there's more people there. We meet some newlyweds. We meet some old. We had a really great talk with this older woman, really nice woman, and we're gathering the troops at this point. You know, hope is starting to build. They're going to hold this boat for these 20 people that we got here waiting to go on this cruise. And so all right. Now, here's where it gets even more funny. We find people are in the same predicament. Some people have been traveling already for like 30 hours to get to this cruise. And they were just in tears because they were on standby. And we felt bad because we got there late and we already had seats because, you know, it wasn't their fault. And so we're trying to console these people, and they're dropping these swear words. And where's your husband? Oh, he's out smoking because he needs to take a break. And I should be out there smoking. He should be in here taking care of this. So we're trying to console some people. We're like, we're sorry for your predicament. We're all in the same place. We're really hopefully you guys will get on the plane. Trying to give them some hope. And we finally board the plane. And guess what? We board the plane early. All right, we're going to make up some more time. So hope is really starting to build here. We're going to make up time. Even if we get there at 1:30, we can still make the boat. We get on there, and the captain gets on and says, hey, folks, we're boarding the plane early. We're going to get down to Miami, and hopefully we're going to make up all the time that we've lost. So we're sitting in the plane, and we're waiting for the plane to move. We're sitting in the plane, and ding. Folks, this is your captain. I know that we said we were going to leave early, and we would have, but apparently all of our tugs are busy right now, so we're waiting for a tug to push us away from the gate. So hope level that was up here is like, boom, down here, and I'm like, oh, it's okay, honey. These planes are like a car. You can drive 80 miles, you can drive 100 miles an hour. All they got to do is drive 100 miles an hour, and they'll still make up some time. If we just make up a little bit of time, we'll get there. So our hope level rises a little bit more. This, I mean, it's a great start to our vacation, I tell you what. So the tug arrives, and it pushes us out, and we're like in fourth in line, and we take off, and the captain says, okay, folks, we're really going to make some time up in the air right now. So just hold on. It might be a little more bumpy flight, but we're going to make some time up and get you down to Miami so that nobody's going to miss their boat. Praise the Lord. We're all excited, and so I just go to sleep, and Chandra, she's too worked up at this point to sleep. So we're flying, and about 20 minutes left in the flight, and the captain comes on again. Okay, folks, we're going to speed up the plane at this point, and we're going to make up some time. Unfortunately, we're only 200 miles out of Miami, so we're not really going to make up any time. Can you imagine how that made us feel? Okay, folks, we're going to speed up the plane to make up time, but unfortunately, it's too late, and so we're not going to make up any time. So I really didn't need to make this announcement, but I just want to let you know that we're trying, but we're not going to succeed. Okay. Well, that's good. So let's look, and we're gonna land in Miami at 2:30. Was it 2:30? Okay, it's 2:30. And so we're getting our things together. We're ready to get off the plane, and they make an announcement and say, okay, there's a lot of people wanting to get on a boat. They need to get down to the baggage claim because there's a cruise representative there, and if we can meet that cruise representative, then we're going to be able to get on the boat because we paid for a bus to take us over to the cruise ship. So if they're there, the bus is there, hey, we made the boat. And so they asked everybody if you would please, and this plane is big and this plane is packed. If everybody who is not getting on the cruise, please continue to stay seated, and so we can let these people get off. As soon as that sign went off, bing, boom, everybody was up. And I mean everybody. I don't think everybody was going on the cruise, but everybody was up. And so we're getting off the plane, and there's like five people on the plane, and they're all elderly. And we just decided, you know what? They could be waiting for us, but I really think they just didn't want to get trampled, so that's why they're still sitting there. So we get off the plane, and we are hightailing it down to the baggage claim. And this is Miami International, so it's a little bit bigger. So it's about a 10-minute walk, and we get down there, and one part I left out before was that when we called the insurance people, we asked them, is there anything we can do? And they said, well, run. So we're running down there, and we get down there, and there's a cruise person there is like, did your flight get delayed? My wife's like, here's your sign. 50 people coming down 2 hours later than we're supposed to get here. Luckily for us, the cruise representative was there. We were able to get our luggage. Our luggage actually ended up there too, which was a blessing. And we got on the bus, and it turns out that there were probably, there were like 50 people on our bus. There were two buses that were waiting to get down to the dock. They had three cruise ships there. So we did rally the troops, and we did get that boat held. I don't know if I personally got that done, but I like to think I had something to do with it. But we had two bus full of people. We got down there. As soon as we got on the bus, I was like, whew, we made it. What a stressful trip. I don't know how many hours we traveled to get there. 29 hours we traveled between Iowa to Ohio to Atlanta to Miami. not the best way to start out your vacation. If you're going to go on a cruise, don't travel for 29 hours to get there. If you're going on vacation, unless you're going to be there for a long time and you don't have to get there by a certain set time, don't do what we did. And that's where I'm going to end the part of the story today, because I'm not actually going to tell you what happened on the boat until next week, but it gets even better. This was just the icing on the cake. So for today, what I really learned through this is about hope. Now, hope is a very powerful thing. Do you agree? Very powerful thing. It can help you in your trials, and when you have it, when I had hope, it was easy to keep going. As soon as you lost hope, your heart just starts to sink, and you're like, oh, what are we going to do now? We don't have the money to do this. We're, you know, our vacation that is just ruined. You know, we've been looking forward to this for so long. After 6 years, two babies, and a 700-mile move from our home, we felt like it was time to go and get away from everything. And we felt God really bless us because the cruise had been paid for. We had some money come in that we didn't expect, and we'd been praying about this, and God really seemed to bless us, and we really felt that God wanted us to get away. You know, it's vacation, and a lot of people can say, you don't need vacation. You don't necessarily need vacation, but you do need to get away. And we had a great hope build up for that. And God blessed us with the opportunity. In Proverbs 13:12, reads this. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. I just have to tell you guys that hope is such a powerful thing. Paul teaches that three things are the most important: faith, hope, and love. Love is the greatest, but hope is in there. And when you go through anything in life, when you go through trials, when you go through temptations, if you don't have hope, if you don't have your hope in the Lord, how do you get through them? And so I want to encourage you, you can always put your hope in God no matter what trial you're going through, no matter what's knocking on your door, no matter what baggage you're carrying with you, have hope in the Lord and in His plan for you. Have hope in the love that He has for you, the way that a father loves his child. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you have given us a beautiful day to come and worship you, and we thank you for that. As we go about our weeks, as we go about our trials that lay before us, I pray that we would all have hope in you and in your plan, hope in your love for us. And we thank you for giving us that hope through your Son, Jesus. Amen.